Ducks go after the rebound. 5 seconds left. Better hurry. Montreal gets the puck and throws it into an open net after the horn sounds to end the hockey game. Wow, disappointing loss. 4-3 to Montreal tonight in Southern California.
Well, I'm quick to jump to this point, but I can honestly make the argument on behalf of the Anaheim Ducks that there was a lot of good things there.
Oh, yeah.
That last stretch. And you know what? If it's a game in which you're turning the corner and you're getting back to your high levels of play, and when I say that, there was significant stretches of that second and third period where the Anaheim Ducks were in control. And they got to just once again put this one behind them. It's a tough break. You run into a little bad luck there. They're late. But, hey, hats off to once again that comeback there, starting that second period into the third. And you can't say they didn't try.
No, both referees stayed, checked with the official score and down by the penalty box to see if that goal would have counted or not. That's what that discussion was about. And they said that the time had expired, which we thought up here as well. So 4-3 is the final, and a 33-29 shot advantage for the Ducks over the Canadiens. And there's just so much to talk about. I'm not going to spend a ton of time with Emerson talking about it because he has post-game show coming up with Alexis Downey. But again, an effort tonight falls a little bit short here at home, but I think some positive things to build on, as you said, throughout the game.
Yeah, there was pieces going of the Anaheim Ducks first and third lines, to name a few, of course. And I thought Troy Terry looked better during some stretches. Max Jones on that third line. Of course, we discussed Adam Henrique and his face-off prowess and how well he did in that department. But it continues to be the second line, the Vetrano, the McTavish, and the Strome line really setting the tone for the offense of the Anaheim Ducks. And no different here tonight. They just need a little bit more, right? The top six, you had one line going. You need another line really chipping in on the score sheet. It was close at times. I tell you what, Sam Montembeau deserves credit. Kept his team in it. Made some highlight reel stops. Once we obviously caught early on, Alex Killorn getting robbed on the short side, and then just a trailing Frank Vetrano. Oh, boy. I mean, he had himself a night, but he potentially could add another one if it wasn't for a big-time stop by goaltender Sam Montembeau.
You know, I'll just add this. If you go back to the first game of this particular homestand, the Florida team comes in here. It's a close game. I mean, that game could have gone either way. We have a game like tonight in Game 3, and again, the Ducks fall just a little bit short, but you are seeing some positives. And I'll say this about the hockey club. They never give up.
Yeah, they continue to really fight till the very end. That belief is really withheld till that final buzzer sounds. And just one point to add. This makes it a little bit more tough, right, when you have a team, the Montreal Canadiens, a below 500 team, right? You look at the St. Louis Blues, and yes, certainly they're coming out of some of their low levels of play there, the St. Louis Blues. But you look at those two teams in this last stretch and just, you know, those are two teams that you look at. It's just, you know, what could have been, maybe what even should have been, right? But like we mentioned, this is the National Hockey League. It's not easy night in, night out. Everyone's going to give you their all. And in this case, the Montreal Canadiens gave their all against the Anaheim Ducks.
All right. Before we let Emerson go and join Alexis Downey for some extended post-game talk here at Honda Center, just a reminder that we'll have another broadcast for you coming up. It'll be the final game of this homestand. There's been some exciting hockey, and how can you get more exciting than a Ducks-Kings matchup that comes your way Friday afternoon, the day after Thanksgiving, 2 days from now, and we'll be on the air at 12:30 Pacific time with our play-by-play, 12 noon for our 30-minute pregame coverage. So we hope you enjoy the broadcast. Fell a little bit short tonight, but a lot of folks to thank up here, up in the booth. And that is Rick Cutler and Vic Pence, and of course our buddy Charles back at Skyview in the state of Arizona. I'm Steve Carroll for Emerson Edom, who you're going to hear from along with Alexis Downey as they begin our post-game coverage after the upcoming commercial break. Again, the final, Montreal 4, Anaheim 3. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll get them on Friday afternoon when the Ducks and Kings match up here in Southern California. You've been listening to Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn and presented by Gettle.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's the sound of Casey getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told him the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing his old manual wheelchair with a brand new power wheelchair. And we paid him for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2023 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Get the perfect holiday gifts for hockey fans on your list at NHLShop.com. The world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and more. All the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special holiday offer. NHLShop.com. A Fanatics experience.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Join the Wild Wingers Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health for just $35. By signing up today, you'll receive a limited edition 30th anniversary kit, which includes a tin lunchbox, collectible trading card, reversible beanie, pop-up toy, and exclusive deals. Plus, get a special invite to skate on Honda Center's ice for our end-of-the-year party. What are you waiting for? Get your membership now at AnaheimDucks.com/Kids Club or look for the Kids Club booth inside Honda Center at your next Ducks game. Let's go!
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on Duck Stream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the postgame show here on DuckStream alongside Emerson Edom. I am Alexis Downey, recapping this 4-3 loss for the Anaheim Ducks tonight against the Montreal Canadiens. They did outshoot the Canadiens, though, 33 to the Canadiens 28. But Emerson, I don't know. It's just the end of that just didn't sit well with me.
Oh, it continues to not sit well. All these losses here, especially just when they battle to the very end, it seems to hurt that much more. And what a stinger! It's a unforced error there. Just a turnover by a very talented Pavel Mintikov on the entry, and it just seems like one of those things where, I don't know if it was a hesitation or handcuffed himself a little bit. What really led to that as far as that separation between Mintikov's stick and the puck? It was a great Poke check there, goes the other way, and of course, no mistake by Newhook.
There was definitely some bright spots in this game, though. If you look at some of the early stats by the team, despite being down, I mean, they were winning the faceoffs, out hitting Montreal, and just a couple things across the board. Some guys definitely showing out tonight, too. Frank Vetrano in his line, Mason McTavish, Ryan Strome, the three of them having a really strong game. But Montreal's goaltending was certainly a storyline in this one. So let's get into the calls from this game and give you a little recap of what we just saw against Montreal. Starting in that first period, 5 minutes and 59 seconds into it, Alex Newhook getting the Canadiens on the board right after a power play chance ended for Montreal.
Penalty over with, Ducks killed it off, and then Montreal scores on a snapshot. Front of the net by Alex Newhook, and the Canadiens don't score on a power play, but they get the game's first goal at even strength and lead 1-0.
And just not long after that, Caden Gold getting the Canadiens on the board once again during a 2-on-1. Cam Fowler in the middle of that one, 2-0 Montreal. And then I just mentioned it, that goaltending from Sam Montembeault in the net. Outstanding in this game, and he had a really big save on Alex Killorn with just about 2 minutes left in that first period.
Here's Terry in front of the net, a shot! Oh, Montembeault said, no way you're getting that shot by me. The puck glove by Montembeault on perhaps the Ducks' best scoring chance here in the opening frame.
Emerson, what was your takeaways from that first period? You know, the Ducks going down 2-0 after that one, but really they were getting some chances.
Yeah, they started off really good, and that's just one of those unfortunate sequences that, you know, the scoreboard doesn't necessarily reflect how the game's being played. It goes back to, it seems like, especially over this last stretch, this streak of losing here in the last few games, when the opposing team, when they get those grade-A scoring chances, like a Mason McTavish there on a great spinorama feed by Frank Vetrano, you know, the guys, just the big-time guys seem to get it done. Mason McTavish, just in those prime-time scoring areas when he's got that separation, right down Main Street. I mean, you know, other teams, they seem to find the back of the net, right, when they get those kind of opportunities. And for the Ducks' sake, like I just mentioned, it was Mason McTavish for the Ducks. But, we talk about Alex Killorn there early, getting the door shut on him. And, you know, it's just bound to the floodgates open for Killorn.
Adam Henrique, another one, too.
And Henrique. And so it seems like this last stretch in particular, the other teams are just bearing when they have those grade A scoring opportunities. Mason McTavish, Frank Vetrano certainly are for the Anaheim Ducks, but it's going to take the other lines, the Terry's line, to really, start connecting on some of those primetime scoring chances.
Now, Montreal did dictate the play, really, in the first half of that first period, but the Ducks were able to pick it up about halfway through, and like we said, that second line just doing so well tonight. Moving into that second period, hey, there's that second line, 53 seconds into that period on the power play. Mason McTavish, a nice pass over from Leo Carlson, and it was a play right off the faceoff.
JMG power play. Puck shot towards the net. They score! And they didn't waste too much time scoring as Mason McTavish redirected the puck in behind Montembeault to give Anaheim their first score of the game, first power play goal of the game. And guess what? The Anaheim Ducks are right back in this contest.
And that's
the Ducks needed that power play goal. That was something Emerson and I talked about going into this game, how the power play had been struggling, but tonight going 1-for-1, only getting one opportunity on that end, and they capitalized, and it was a beautiful play.
Yeah, it really was, and it speaks to the chemistry, and we saw that same chemistry from a Leo Carlson pass to a streaking Mason McTavish down the slot not too long ago, and they seem to have this power play touch, this power play, the second nature as far as just chemistry between the two, and it's so fun to watch. It's pinpoint, and I said over the broadcast, Each action has a reaction, and you know what? It was Mason McTavish winning that draw that started off that play, and it's just a pretty pass off the flank there, Leo Carlson, and it's Mason McTavish getting to the net, and not only is he getting to the net, but he's prepared, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's going to the net with a purpose. His bottom hand's low on that stick. That's a hard pass from Leo Carlson. It's just a one-touch. It's just a tap-in. You know, as Happy Gilmore said, you know, the bags are packed. Just send them home. Well, you know what? Mason McTavish able to send that puck home into the back of the net.
I think you said that on a broadcast earlier this season. I loved it. I'm glad you're bringing
Don't be shocked if you hear it again. I mean, it's bound to happen.
All right. Well, Montreal then getting on the board, extending their lead 3-1 now. Mike Matheson getting that goal wasn't too long after that, just in the slot, top corner shot, putting it in the back of the net. But Mason McTavish once again, second goal of the game at 6 minutes into that second period. Beautiful play by Frank Vetrano, too, just spinning around and leaving the puck over for McTavish.
Up the ice, boys, the Temple picked up here. Vetrano gets it. In front, they score! That's a beauty. And a goal that puts Anaheim within one. Great play. The Ducks get one here after the Canadiens scored the first goal in the period. Mason McTavish, the guy, 3-2 now in favor of Montreal.
And the Ducks really did have a good second period out, shooting the Canadiens, having 8 takeaways compared to the Canadiens' none, 54.5% in the faceoff circle, 15 hits, just a lot of good in that period, getting the game within one goal. So what was your takeaways, Emerson, from that second period then, and seeing the Ducks' ability to come back a little bit, especially just, I mean, we just talked about it, what Mason McTavish was in this game. He was such a big part of it.
Yeah, well, oftentimes, unfortunately, I think, you know, where is this at the start? And not to say that the Anaheim Ducks didn't have a good start. We touched on it that, you know, it was quite frankly a good start. But, you know, I just think moving on, the standards got to be, like, how can we find a way to pop the first goal? Look, the opposition, any team coming in here the last stretch has been able to get it done. A lot of road teams, a lot of, you know, a few teams going back to back in their games. And, you know, a lot of times just that simple hockey getting in deep, you know, bodes well for some of these road teams. And it's been giving the Anaheim Ducks some troubles in certain areas. But, you know, this team has just got to be coming up with just a game plan. It's not the end all be all, and we've seen that. But the Anaheim Ducks early on in this hockey season were coming back, right? Mm-hmm. In these games when they're down 2 goals heading into the second and even third periods, they were fighting back and tying it up, and not only that, but finishing either late in the game or in overtime. Well, they're not even getting to that point. There was an unfortunate break a few nights ago, as we know, on the non-call. But look, Cam Fowler, we were right here, just touching on Cam Fowler's post-game interview, and he said it. He said that it's just a matter of time where mm-hmm. we're not going to be able to continue to come back each time we're down by 1 or 2 goals heading into the third period. And I think this Anaheim Ducks team for sure is feeling exactly what Cam Fowler said in that interview.
Yeah, Emerson, good point on that too. So I just looked, and this game, the game against St. Louis and the game against Florida, all 2-0 after the first period, the Ducks down by 2 goals. Not the start that you want. They got to change that in the first period. So moving into now the third period, only down 1 goal. An absolutely massive save by Montembeau in the net. Probably the best save we've seen here at Honda Center. Unfortunately, it was for Montreal, and Frank Vetrano basically got robbed with this one.
Here's a break for Anaheim. 2-on-1 developing, centering feed. Oh, my goodness! What a save by Sam Montembeau. I mean, what a save by Sam Montembeau on a 2-on-1 break for Anaheim. That's going to make the highlight reel on the NHL Network and all over. Vetrano robbed by Montembeau.
I love when goalies make those kinds of saves. No, I don't love it on the Ducks, but it's that classic, you know, the spread out, just side to side, just robbing.
Yeah.
Robbing him.
Yeah, it's almost that video game-esque, right, yeah, of just... Yeah. just a big time stop in a key moment of the game. And you know, I mentioned it just in real time on that broadcast. I have a feeling that Sam Montembeau, we're going to see him and hear him lots in the future, because you don't make those kind of saves if you don't have a bright future in the National Hockey League.
Now, Frank Vatrano would get rewarded, though, not too long after that. 11:31 in the third period, short side over the shoulder, and it was a nice drop pass by Mason McTavish.
And Cam Fowler strokes it out to center. McTavish takes a pass, moving in to the left of their goal. McTavish lays it off. A shot, score! Frank Vatrano! He scores the tying goal with a shot up high over the shoulder of Montembeau. And the Ducks have fought from behind, have tied the game up at 3-3.
Frank Vatrano, what a snapper!
So it was tied at 3-3, 11:31 into that third period, but the Canadians would get Alex Newhook another goal in this one during the 4-on-4. It was a turnover. We talked about it a little bit. We're going to dive into it a little bit more on this post-game show, and that would ultimately be the end of it. There was an empty net goal that was disallowed at the end of it as the clock had already run out. So 4-3 final, the Canadians getting their win and snapping their losing streak after four games. But the Ducks, unfortunately, continue on their skid, and we will have more to talk about on the other side of the break.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with a great deal on a reliable award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
WWE Monday Night Raw returns to Orange County for the first time in 6 years. You'll see WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth freaking Rollins.
Who's the kid now?
The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
May the best man win.
Nia Jax. The main event, Jey Uso. Oh. Damian Priest. Becky Lynch.
I am the man.
And more.
Honda Center, 4:30 p.m. Monday, February 19th. Tickets start at just $25 and are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
Check out the all-new Mighty Oath games this season. Enjoy tickets starting at just $19, limited edition merchandise, team store savings of up to 30% and more. Get your tickets now at anaheimducks.com/taketheoath.
at 714-940-2950. Share your thoughts from this game against the Montreal Canadiens. So first one we got was actually during the game. In Frankie, we trust. Let's go, Alex Sandemus. Frank Vatrano, man. I mean, he had 5 hits in this game, 4 shots on goal. He had a goal. He's just on fire this season. It's so great to see. And definitely getting rewarded after getting robbed in that third period to start, too. All right, another one. What happened to the ending of the second period, Ducks? The third period, Ducks didn't do anything right from the puck drop. Seemed like they were in slow motion.
Well, they tied it up. So, hey, look, it could be easily this maybe mentality or the overall, I don't know, perception of what transpired in the third period. I think, you know, the players somewhat are worn out about always having to come back, and and it's just tough. Like I feel like even when they tied it up there, they had some great stretches of play, and it's just that the game of inches, right? Like you got Pavel Mentikov, your soon to be superstar defenseman there, just have an unfortunate break there. Good stick on the Canadiens park there, you know, go the other way, and you know they get nipped, and it's unfortunate. I think, you know, the fans feel a little bit of not frustration, but you know, wanting to turn the tides when it comes to playing with the lead, and wanted to, you know, really create that separation and scoring for the good guys. So it's wearing. It's unfortunate. There's a lot of emotions that go to some comeback wins, and even more unfortunate are these comeback losses where they tie it up and just goes back the other way. So a lot of emotions, and just something that the Ducks are going to have to work on.
So, Emerson, I want to take a second to talk about that turnover that led to the Canadiens' goal, because this was something that we talked to head coach Greg Cronin a lot about this morning. And he specifically named 3 steps during the process of when you're on the ice and when you're trying to make plays and passes. He said it's about awareness and then the way you react. And if you're reacting in what is not the right way, depending on how the play is, and it results in a turnover, then there's the consequence. And that is exactly what we saw here tonight. And I just thought it was really interesting that he breaks it down in those 3 steps. Probably how he breaks it down when he shows the player, hey, this is what happened, you know, this was how you reacted, and this is the consequence. Because there have been a lot of consequences, unfortunately, from these turnovers. Specifically, he was talking about in the O-zone in particular, because when you have the puck, you don't want to give it away. And that's unfortunately what happened on that 4th goal for Montreal tonight.
Yeah, and it's, once again, it's Pavel Mentikov. It seems like what's skating with confidence. And, and I don't know what the almost perception that head coach Greg Cronin, how he delivers his message to his players. Like, we're not in the video room, right? But he's a pretty direct guy, and he wants things done a certain way, right? So I know there's a lot of intensity behind what he's saying in the language that he's using. And it really, it goes back to that accountability. And I'm assuming the boys are in there looking at the video. Hey, Coach Cronin, hey, look, there's 10 feet of gap here. You know, why are we playing hot potato out there and tossing this away? And I don't think there's maybe a difference in having 10 feet of gap and just handing the puck off and not using that room. I mean, really, Pavel Mentikov, it was just an unforced, it almost seemed like it rolled off his stick or slipped off his stick in a way, handcuffed himself. And, you know, just the Canadiens were there to, you know, have a pin perfect just poke check going the other way that it unfortunately just a bad break that led to a goal against.
Couple more texts to get to here. Can't expect to win games when constantly playing from behind. Gotta have a complete 60 minutes. That's something, Emerson, that you've definitely talked about. And really, I mean, the 60 minutes that we saw in that San Jose game was the one that stuck out to me the most. And since that, I don't know that we've really seen that.
Yeah, and you mentioned it earlier. I mean, if you look at all the categories at one point, weirdly, early on in the hockey game, Anaheim was by far and away leading in faceoff win percentage. Well, it went the other way a little bit later on, ending up 51% faceoff win percentage for the Montreal Canadiens, 49% for the Anaheim Ducks. And, you know, you go down the list. I mean, block shots, 15, 14, close in that aspect. And that really personifies just a close game. It seemed like it was almost equal, each team having a similar amount of puck possession time. Anaheim Ducks, and that's where, you know, 25 hits. You mentioned hits earlier. They led in that category, 25 for the Anaheim Ducks, 19 for the Montreal Canadiens. And look at the amount of takeaways for the Anaheim Ducks, once again leading to those next chances to potentially score. 10 takeaways for the Anaheim Ducks and 0 for the Montreal Canadiens. And it's kind of interesting how hockey works out. Just you could be leading in every single category, but the team that capitalized on some of those errors and judgments and some of those turnovers, you know, the best of them will make you pay, and I think that's exactly what happened here tonight.
Another text that kind of goes along the same lines as that. One word, disappointing. Got to show up to all three periods to win. Comeback Kids is a nickname, not a goal to achieve.
Wow, that's interesting put. I can't really knock the poetic just usage of language there. But
I still like the nickname.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah,
it's good spirit for the team. But yeah,
exactly. And it's one of those things where it's really fun to use when they do end up really confirming and you know, putting home those comeback wins. But you know, of course, it's sometimes you don't live up quite to that nickname, and that could be you know, pretty frustrating at times.
Couple more text messages here. Heartbreak for the Ducks. Giberson family had a great time watching, even though the Ducks lost. Thanks for coming, guys. And then another one here. The Ducks played a good 50 minutes. Interesting perspective. The first 10 really did the Ducks in. Fifth game in a row, the Ducks have started down 2-0. Those first period starts have got to be better. Let's start those better first periods, beginning with the Kings. Go Ducks. Yeah, we cannot see a 2-0 first period against the LA Kings on Friday.
Well, if there is a time to learn from your mistakes and really put them into action here this next game, I mean, I can't think of a better team to do it against, and that is the Los Angeles Kings. Look, they're the hottest team on the road this season, and it's not going to get any easier, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think we can pencil in at the top of the list. I think probably the most important thing is the start here this next game for the Anaheim Ducks, because when you put together the amount of wins that the Los Angeles Kings have on the road this season, you know, it's just they start good, and their second periods are good, and their finishes are to the game. It's just a full 60-plus minute hockey team. They come in waves. Their passing is just tremendous. At times it could be overwhelming if you're not being proactive and on it. So it's going to be a tough task, and, you know, unfortunately for some to hear, it's going to be even a tougher task than here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And then going along with that, that Kings team 8-0 on the road. So going to come into what we know is going to be a loud and rambunctious environment here at Honda Center. All right, one more text before we go to break. Our guy Marty, he said a positive. We have a superstar in the making. Can't wait for the future. Assuming I think he's talking about Mason McTavish. Happy Thanksgiving to Alexis and Emerson. Thanks for interacting with us every post game. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you too, Marty. Thanks for sending us so many texts. We always appreciate it.
Yeah, Marty. Shout out to you. And I think you got a little bit of what we're going to experience come Thanksgiving, right? So you heard it on the pregame show. That was a blast discussing what we look forward to there. And yeah, I can't wait.
All right, come back after the break for more of the postgame show and to hear from some of our guys who spoke to the media down in the locker room.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Dodger strikes quickly. The magic continues. For
music.
Chasing.
I can buy myself flowers. Calm down. And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffee House Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffee House Station. Just search Coffee House on TuneIn to listen.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world. Made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
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 At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man. Reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow
you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's classic rock hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search classic rock hits or ask your smart device to play classic rock hits on TuneIn.
Thanks for joining us back on this post-game show. The Ducks falling 4-3 to the Montreal Canadiens tonight. And a guy who had 3 points tonight, Mason McTavish, he had a chance to speak with the media after this loss tonight to talk about, you know, what he saw on the ice and how he got some pucks in the back of the net.
Mason, it seems like you guys had to try to dig out a lot of holes lately. Just how do you go about getting better starts and being able to play with the lead for once in a while?
I mean, yeah, no, you obviously want to score first. You know, it's a weird game. It's funny how it works sometimes. You know, sometimes you go through stretches where you just, you know, not getting the lead, not getting the first one. But, you know, we've been resilient all year, and, you know, obviously we'd love to, you know, get the lead at the start.
Speaking of a weird game, there was a stretch where Montembeau had lost his stick. I think you guys had 3 zone entries.
Really?
But no shots. And then right after that, Frank gets robbed with the glove there. But it seemed like after that, you guys started to play. Sure, you get the tying goal. Seemed like the third period in general, you guys had a lot of oomph behind you despite some, yeah, I guess, odd circumstances.
Yeah, no, I thought our third was good. I mean, it's a cruel league. You know, I think one of the guys, we drop it, you know, small little turnover. Yeah. I think it was honestly my fault. I was calling for it, so... you know, it sucks. You know, they go down and, you know, they make us pay. And, you know, honestly, I liked our third. Like, you know, we had a lot of chances. I thought Gibby was great today, too. Just it's the way it goes. You know, there's a lot of games. Can't get, you know, too down on yourself. And hopefully we get out of this, you know, little four-game, you know, losing streak.
Did you think the puck management was better tonight? I mean, you mentioned that when there was another kind of dinky semi-turnover that led to a goal. But there wasn't, like, the direct... you know, mistake in the back of the net.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, guys are going to try and make plays for sure. Like you said, just it's about managing the time and place and, you know, depending on, you know, where their DR or the back pressure is. And, you know, if you got obviously a gap and you want to attack, go, you know, it's green light. But I think that's just the biggest thing, especially with the young team, is just kind of try to find that, you know, that area where you can work or where you should just, you know, manage it.
Looking at things from a bigger picture, you, Leo,
Pavel and Tristan all had a point tonight. You were all under the age of 21, and just even for Tristan to get his first career point tonight, what does that mean to see contributions from guys that are so young on the team?
Yeah, no, I think everybody was happy for Loons there. I wasn't sure if he got one there. I think it's the rim around there, and yeah, guys are happy for him. He's a great kid, and it was nice for him to do it against Montreal for sure.
All right,
thank you.
A good point to end the end of that media availability with Mason McTavish, as the Ducks tonight became the first team in nearly 12 years and the third in 30 years to have four different players 20 and under record a point in the same game. Tristan Luneau getting his very first NHL point. Leo Carlson, Mason McTavish, and Pavel Mintikov also having a point tonight. And I thought it was interesting, too, him acknowledging that he kind of took responsibility for that turnover at the end there by Pavel.
Yeah, and I think it was one of those things where, it's just leadership. Mm-hmm. You can just hear throughout that interview, just after every question, him be as honest as possible. And, I can see Mason McTavish having a letter on his jersey, whether that's assistant, whether that's all the way up to captain. I mean, he really personifies, what this, franchise is moving towards. And that is just relentless, hard nose, some great wall work. I mean, he's just so good with puck protection around the in the corners in the offensive zone, and the fact that that line is based off of moving their feet, hard work, and it's infectious. And you'd want to see more lines, really. Not that they're not doing it, but it seems like one guy's going on maybe the first or third line and not all three, right? So as soon as this team is able to get their top nine flowing, shift in and shift out for the full, starting in the first period for the full, 60-plus minutes, they're going to be golden. It's just about, stringing together their offensive chances over and over again. And, like you mentioned, I mean, he somewhat took ownership there, and something that maybe in real time we failed to acknowledge just by watching it. Mm-hmm. And once again, just it spews how good of a leader he really is.
Cam Fowler also had the chance to speak with the media. So let's take a listen to what Tristan Luneau's partner said after this one tonight.
You got Shane being obviously very adept at playing uphill, but how tough is it to do when it's a repeated thing in terms of falling behind and having to play catch up and all that?
Yeah, I mean, it's not long-term, it's not a recipe for success. We got good fight in our team, and we feel like we're never out of it, but we need to find ways to get off to better starts so that we don't rely on the comeback mentality in the third period. So it's nice that it's there. We continue to fight, but it's hard to sustain that throughout the course of a year. So we have to find ways to build leads and get off to better starts.
What have you guys identified in terms of finding those better starts other than the obvious of scoring the first goal?
Well, that's a tough question. I think sometimes the game goes a variety of different directions. Sometimes it's penalty trouble that we get into early, which kind of takes everybody out of the flow of the game. Sometimes it's managing the puck a little bit better. So I don't think you can necessarily point to one thing. But collectively, it's all those small parts that go into 60 minutes of a hockey game, and it's making sure that we're dialed in right away and playing the right way and staying out of the box, and that'll help us gain some momentum.
The bright side, seeing that the switch really flipped again in the third period, strong start, strong throughout. What you saw kind of turn between the second and third, and maybe how it came up short as well with the new goal late.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's almost like, when our backs kind of get up against the wall, that's when we really dig in, and you can see kind of the aggressiveness that we play with, the confidence that we play with, because we almost feel like we have nothing to lose. And, we'll really start to build something when we start to have that mentality right at the beginning of the game, and still playing aggressive, still playing on your toes, but while managing the puck and defending properly. So it's a good trait to have, but like I said, and we came up short tonight, but we continued to fight. And but moving forward, it's about the 60 minutes, looking for that consistent effort and making sure that we don't have those lulls where we just kind of go through it and then really dig our heels in the third.
The penalty kill has been fantastic for you guys lately, but obviously you'd like to see there'd be less opportunities for you guys to even be in that position.
For sure. I mean, discipline's a big part of the game, especially these days. Teams are really good on the power play, and you don't want to give teams any opportunity to get momentum in a game or get back in a game by putting them on the power play. With that being said, we have guys that really commit to killing penalties, blocking shots, and that's something that we'll have to lean on over the course of the year. And so, you know, the penalties are something that we definitely need to address, but when we do take them, we feel like we have guys that are ready to step up and kill them, and that's a good mentality for a team to have.
Thanks, Cam.
Well, sounding a little bit like a tired Cam Fowler, but definitely echoing the same sentiments that we've said here tonight, playing the full 60, not getting behind, having better starts, all of those same things the team definitely knows.
Yeah, for sure. And a lot like a Mason McTavish interview, it was honest. You can hear him almost bottle up that frustration. Mm-hmm. These are tough questions. These are essentially a lot of what the media was asking was, you know, how do you continue to find yourself in this situation of playing catch up and playing from behind? And it's not easy to go a certain amount of games over and over again answering that same question. And, mm-hmm. and like you said, it's a variety of reasons. It's not just, you know, penalty trouble, which they found themselves in early on. And mm-hmm. to the fact that they, you know, really stayed disciplined for the last two periods shows, hey, our best play happened when we were staying out of the box. So, I mean, that's a big piece of the pie there. And, you know, puck management, he mentioned, and that's something we talked about early on. And like he said, I can't say it any better than what Cam or what, you know, Cam had a lot to say and a lot of answer to. And that's just it's many pieces to this puzzle. And you know, a lot of times that hinders those starts and the reason why maybe they find themselves down first a goal.
All right, Emerson. Well, I will go first tonight with my final quack. I hope all of you listening are able to, you know, get out of work, get out of your responsibilities on Black Friday. Come out to Honda Center because we need it to be loud at 12:30, maybe come a little early, so maybe like noon. For this game against the LA Kings, we need your energy. We need to see it. We got to have it. And I know we got a message here on our Duckstream Twitter. If you guys can call my work to get me off Friday, send us the number. We'll call them. Emerson, that's up your alley.
No, I'm kind of spewing the same message. Look, protein up. Carbo load, you know, get your soft bun with the butter, the Lando legs. Hey, get it all and you have protein up. Get into a food coma, sleep it off, rest up, and just be ready to get rowdy here Friday, 12:30 p.m. puck drop. I can't wait. And God, certainly, I hope you feel the same way.
Yeah, I definitely do. Looking forward to it. 12:30 on Friday, taking on the LA Kings, the Ducks' next game, looking to snap this four-game losing streak that they are now on. We will have pregame for you at 12 p.m., and that's all for us tonight here. We're going to go home, get ready for Thanksgiving, get ready for that feast. I'm really excited for it. And I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for listening to the post-game show from Emerson Edom and Alexis Downey here at Honda Center. We will see you on Friday. And if you'd like to keep listening, you can come back after the break for the replay of Ducks and Canadians. Thank you for taking a listen to Duckstream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive soul groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go Go or ask your device to play Country A Go Go on TuneIn.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Get the perfect holiday gifts for hockey fans on your list at NHLShop.com. The world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear. With unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and more. All the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special holiday offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Real country music. Yeah, you got a chance. Cody Johnson, live. Saturday, January 20th, in concert at Honda Center. Country's best. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour with special guest Justin Moore. Also featuring Dylan Carmichael on stage at Honda Center Saturday, January 20th. Cody Johnson. In concert. VIP reserve seats on sale Friday, October 6th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com in the Honda Center box office. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour. Special guest Justin Moore.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks 30th anniversary season will feature 30 exciting promotional nights. Arrive early at select games to snag special limited edition giveaway items. You won't want to miss out on special legacy nights, each with its own bobblehead giveaway for the first 10,000 fans. Fan favorite theme nights like Lunar New Year and Chalk Day are back, and so are Women in Sports Night, Angels Night, and more. See all dates and giveaways at anaheimducks.com/promos.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.